You're such an asshole.
Got a simple, easy question here. I like simple, easy questions. Straight to the point. Look at this one paragraph. Dearest Cappy, longtime watcher, first-time writer. My question is somewhat academic. When you consume mass media, TV, radio, or magazines, do you think that the people designed and shaped the content, or was it designed to shape us? Think of shows like The Simpsons, I Love Lucy, Friends, also iconic commercials, Saturday cartoons, Roseanne, including radio dramas, daytime TV, even popular movies, you know, things like that. I guess it's a chicken egg kind of thing. What changes what? Also, can pop music, if you also add pop music, if you feel like it. I have not listened to pop music in ages, probably 25 years, maybe even 30. Well, no, I'm not that old, but yeah, 25 years, absolutely. 20. It's been a quarter century since I listened to popular music. Because once CDs and MP3s came out, nope, not listening to that crap on the radio. Then the most popular song from 1999, can't do it, because it sucked. And it has only, I talked to Matt Baldoni about this. I said, can you objectively measure the quality of music? Like, you know, how do you measure the quality? Like when you see minimalist or postmodern art, you know, it's crap. You know, it's crap. It took no effort. But then you kind of like, well, what qualifies it? And I'm not a musician and I'm not an expert in the field to figure it out, let alone to know whether that could be answered. He says, yeah, there's some ways you could figure it, like the complexity and all that. And he had a very adamant opinion about it. He's like, it has gone down the toilet. The amount of effort that it goes into creating music and ancillary things like audio video quality. He hates Britney Spears. He's like, without autotune, she'd be nothing. When it comes to pop music, that is absolutely, it was never that great. You know, I want to hold your hands, the Beatles. You're great, man. Okay. Yeah. Go smoke some more pot there, Boomer. So, oh, good coffee this morning. But music, it's kind of like cars. They really haven't changed since 2000. The music is indiscernible. Rap, country, oh gosh. I can't, especially living out west. Oh my gosh, these songs are horrible. The lyrics written by five-year-olds. Because sometimes you go to a bar or restaurant, you can't avoid it. And my grandma shot the dog from the pickup truck. Wow, that's the top 10, huh? That made a Billboard top 20? Oh, boy. Oh, grandma shot the dog from the pickup truck. That's a rootin' tootin' song there. So it's definitely gone downhill. You can also see the quality go downhill with, it's not... Adventure Time is an example, although Adventure Time is a horrible cartoon, but like where they just mailed it in with the artistic quality. And it was like that California school of let's just mail it in. That's a new school. No. You're lazy, talentless hacks who want to draw for a living. I've seen three-year-olds draw better crap than you. And now you got Adventure Time or all these weird kind of shows or cartoons that are very poorly drawn. And yes, I would throw in Rick and Morty in there. I would. Oh, okay. It's funny. The writing is what makes it fun. It's like Dilbert, but Scott Adams never claimed to be an artist. You could tell, I'm going to try and draw this. I get it. But yes, the quality of things have definitely gone down. Like pop music. I'm not, and there's no reason to listen to it. There's just no reason. You might as well watch daytime soap operas. It's just a wretched waste of time. It's horrible. I guess we'll get back to your main question. I would say it's both. And obviously it has to be. You can't make something so obscure that it has no anchoring in modern day society that no one can relate to it. All right. You could do science fiction or fantasy or something like that, but there still has to be some anchoring in there to reality, like morals, principle, good looking people, good guy, bad guy. Some of the main, I don't want to call them tropes, but main issues humanity wrestles with: love, finance, poverty, morality, principle, war, whatever. All right. The environment could be completely different, but it still has to be human. But if you're talking like sitcoms and all that, yeah, that is obviously very thoroughly anchored within. I'll give you another example. We Bare Bears. One of the reasons I love that cartoon, it's not a TV show, it's a cartoon, is because it's so modern. They're on the phone. And then Space Dandy, which is getting a little, it's a little bit old, but it, they still had the cell phone. And there's so many jokes that you could play on this. Like, there was one episode where, like, Pan Pan, if anyone watches We Bare Bears, I forget the name of the guy in Space Dandy. He's always posted stuff on social media, and these mafia guys are trying to find these guys and kill them. And every time they're eating at, like, these noodle shops, he keeps posting it. And then all of a sudden, the guys show up, and obviously they're following a social media account, and they're running, like, for their lives. Like, how do they keep finding us? I don't know. So, I mean, yeah, that's obviously part of the time it was going to shape the show, but then, and you cannot help but then also influence society at the same time, because the creators have to create something, and they can't, you could go ahead and just have a regular day in the life of, which I guess kind of Seinfeld was, but there always has to be an additive, like humor, which I guess would be most of the sitcoms. You know, you have, because people want their life or somebody else's life in the modern day, but with something that's different or unique. So Friends was funny. Actually, if you watch Friends, it's pretty freaking funny. I know a lot of people hated it because it was so popular, but in Seinfeld, yeah, it was fine. It wasn't the best. I mean, oh my God. Seinfeld is like Gen X's The Doors. Well, okay, it's way better than The Doors. The Doors had nothing. The Doors had no value whatsoever. But it's like the Beatles. It's like, okay, yeah, that was a catchy tune, but it's not the greatest thing ever. Hey, Kramer, crazy. Am I right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's all right. I guess the Boomers Cheers, which actually was pretty funny. But there was an added element that then did influence society. Because what else does society do? I mean, think about how boring society is. Think about how most of society might as well not even be alive. They wake up, they, you know, are next to, if they are married or committed, they're next to someone that's kind of eh. They have kids that aren't special. Like, if the kids were to go away, nothing would really change in society. No one's birthing the next Einstein. They go to their crappy job that's ultimately irrelevant. They don't have anything intellectual or exciting or stimulating going on. Their wife is fat. Their husband's overweight. There's no passion. There's no reason. Oh, let's live vicariously through media. And that's what they do. So there needs to be something like, hey, it's like my life, but something different. And that something different comes in and it entertains people. And it could be creative. I like, I'll show you where content creation would affect society, because it is both. It's not the chicken or the egg. It's both at the same time. The HGTV Home and Garden channel. All right. Where they do Love It and List It, which I like. I enjoy Love It or List It. The Property Brothers. I enjoy that too. I like seeing where they take crappy homes and turn it like, oh, that's pretty neat. I don't waste more than 30 minutes on it, but I kind of like it. But that obviously influences society. Why? Because every woman now wants a sliding barn door. Every woman now wants a $750,000 starter home. and not joking about women aside, but the styles. Do you remember Millennial Pink? Anyone remember that? That was on the show, and then every house had to have it in. That design where it started with a curve, then it went to a 90-degree angle, then there was a circle, then it went back to a 90-degree, and then it went to a swoopy swoop on every carpet, every curtain, due to that show or those type of shows. And then what do you talk about? You know, you talk, oh, did you see Simon? Remember, like, back in the day, oh, did you see the latest A-Team? Or did you see, and if you didn't see it, then you didn't have anything to talk about. Well, of course, though, in my time, I was right where you could record it. That's if you're lucky enough to own a VCR. You could record things, which we didn't have until I was 9 or 10. But in any case, yes, by default, the creative element that media or content creators bring to whatever show or music by default is going to influence society. Now, let's enter in the past 10 or 15 years. Okay. Sadly, content creators now, which is my generation. You want to know where all this woke BS comes from? It's my generation. Sadly, there is a rule or law or principle. It is, and I've said this before, I quote, don't, Rich Cooper's like, enjoy the decline. Who came up with that anyway? I'm like, you're kidding, right? He's like, no, I'm like, I wrote the, it's me. What are you talking about? Who came up with it? It's me. Another thing, professions plus politics. You're in the olden days, in the before time, if you wrote a good show like Conan O'Brien was a writer for The Simpsons, he was rewarded. Got his own show. Norm MacDonald, funny comedian. You're just a good chef. You ran a good restaurant. But starting with Gen X, as they started to get, you know, some middle-aged pubes, it wasn't good enough just to have a good coffee store. It had to be profession plus politics. We're organic. We're environmental. And that's where it started. You need a little fake seal. Oh, yeah, we're organic. Sure, whatever. $500. Sure, yeah, it's organic. Yeah, whatever. Sell it to your hippies over in Minneapolis. Oh, you can't because everything's burned down. Oh, that's too bad. But it started there. And then it went into like, what's your carbon footprint? And then we have a CSR department. And then we have to have a diversity and inclusion department. And that then bled into, among other places, content creation. Where you just can't have a show. You just can't have like Star Wars, the prequel, Star Wars, the sequel. No, the force is feminism, or the feminism is the force. Star Wars is whatever. You know, a girl cannot simply be a good CPA who does outstanding work on tax. No, she has to be a CPA and a feminist. You can't just be a good, a petroleum engineer. Oh, perfect example. Exxon, British Petroleum. I love where they have their corporate social responsibility report. That was like 10 years ago. Like, see, we're big oil, but we're good for the environment. Like, oh, okay, guys. However, you got to stretch that one, make it last. And I always thought, like, not only what a waste of resources, but how insulting is that to the individual that you go and you put your soul, your research, your effort into becoming a professional of some sort. And that could be something that's like being everyone, no one's happy with themselves. Like, what if you're just a good mom? What if you're just a good dad and you raise good kids? Cripes, that would put you in the top 5% of Americans. You know, what if you didn't, you kept it together and didn't get divorced for the sake of your kids? No one is proud of who they are. They have to have this other religion politics component for a spiritual sake. Otherwise, it's like, oh, no, it's not good enough for your CPA. Oh, no, it's not good enough for your train conductor. Oh, no, it's not, you're a good bus driver. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do. You're carrying your weight through society. You're supporting yourself. You don't need to do anything more than that. But then Gen X came along, profession plus politics. Otherwise, you have no value. See? And you see this in every major medium-sized employer. We're going to help raise money for it. Fill in the charity that never solved the problem but enriched a lot of 503C employees. The United Way, the Kids Fund, the Hunger Thing. How many times have you gone to the grocery store deal, round up and donate money for the kids? Don't we have literally multi-trillion dollar programs to handle that? You know, hunger is a problem. No, it ain't. Not with EBT cards, it ain't. There is no hunger problem in the United States. And if it is, it's probably abusive parents preventing the kid from eating. We have an obesity problem, not a hunger problem. My favorite was at Office Depot. Help black companies. And I'm like, if they're losing money and they need a charitable donation, they shouldn't be in business and they're wasting their time. If they rely on charity, you're actually harming them because they will cash in what modicum of savings they got in the 401k or IRA. Like, you should let the free market tell them they should drop out and not make money. Or they're not making money. They shouldn't run this business and invest their time in something that is profitable. But you see, Office Depot just can't sell me the pencils. They can't sell me the graphic paper. No, they got to sell me the pencils and graphic paper and help out black companies. Because goobity, goobity, gobbity, goo. We're so good. We're so good. We're so good. And that has now unfortunately infected all of our creative industries, which is to be expected because creative people tend to be leftist. Most creative people go into the creative arts, whether that's music or production or art or drawing, because they're lazy and don't want to work a real job. This is why you, that's not true. Yes, it is. I'll show you why. Go hire an artist regularly and on time. You can't find them. You can't find them. You can't get them to do their work. Heck, I got conservative people who are artists. You can't get them to show up on time and do their job. Always an excuse. Always an excuse. But, you know, why is Hollywood so leftist? Well, I'm going to set out to be an actor or an actress. Well, you got to be pretty lazy to think, you know, oh, that'd be fun. That's not a mature adult thing. Like, okay, I'm going to work at, oh, here's how you should become an actor or an actress. The guy who played The Adventures of Superman, I think with Terry Hatcher, and then he went on to Bones, that actor, he was a regular working guy. He was walking his dog. This is just what I heard. Maybe it's not how it happened, but to give you an example, he's doing his thing. Regular guy, some agent saw him, says, hey, do you want to work in Hollywood? Like as an actor, like what, me? Well, I suppose. Yeah. What do you got? Why not? Sure. That's how you should become an actor, right? You work a real job. But generally speaking, creative types are leftists because they're lazy. And the content that you do see make it, well, they're either connected or they're actually talented. But because now most of these people are Gen X and younger, and they have their religion, they have the law, that it is profession plus politics. I'd say politics over profession even. They cannot help but force their politics, their agenda, their narrative, and guide and lead society. Because apparently they have not been told the economic fact that, hey, you produce something of value. People paid you for it. Thank you for entertaining us. Thank you. You did a great job. We don't need your politics. We don't need to hear about this. You know, like it's like George Clooney. Like, I mean, I hate the guy for his politics and all that, but he's a fine actor. You know, George, shut up, man. You're doing fine. Matt Damon. Hey, Matt, shut up about the environment. Leonardo DiCaprio. Great actor. Great actor. Not merely a star, you know, where Humphrey Bogart played himself all the time. Leonardo DiCaprio has some acting chops, probably some, well, certainly the best, you know, the only guy, a few people that even beat Leonardo would be Philip Seymour Hoffman, who unfortunately died of a drug overdose. Brilliant actor. We don't need your, oh, nope, the Gen X, they need to tell you. Because what, you have no value? So, oh, would you like another example that's not media? Pretty much all women now in the United States under 50. Look, can you just be a good mom or a good wife or a good accountant? No. It's almost like that doesn't matter. You almost really see it where you want to see where it's almost child abuse. My child has special needs. It's like, no, your kid isn't. you just want to brag about it. Like, just raise your darn kid. I joined this club and that club, and I'm in this, here's my social media. It's like, dude, you're a programmer, man. Why can't you just say, yeah, I do code. Look at this great thing of code I did. Like, that is actually helping society. This virtue signaling isn't doing anything. But when it comes to media, oh, yeah, then they just take that syringe, man, and, like, you know, Olympic athletes or professional baseball and football players, you roid up. You juice up your content. There was one where I saw the Simpsons. I haven't watched The Simpsons in about 20 years. Just never had the time. And people are like, don't even bother. Like, what? And then I caught one episode where Lisa was in a pedal bike gang and they were all feminists. All these girls had different color, little girls, you know. And then it ended with Bart, you know, spray painting the patriarchy as a wiener. And I'm like, can we just have, you know, a good lighthearted mockery of the American public and family? Because that's what The Simpsons was. And, you know, The Flintstones was kind of a lampooning of the American family, which is humor, which is good. Yeah, we like to be lampooned in a nice way. you know, I like to get, I love it when I get a good scathing rip on me. I was like, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty, I can handle racial jokes. I can handle whatever, white guy joke. That'd be fun. Like I said, I'd love to have the racial joke hour. Obviously, would it be on YouTube? But people kind of want to say, nope, we just can't have that light, let's poke fun of ourselves kind of thing. Nope, there's got to be a sermon. There's got to be a lecture. Even academia, which you could consider content creation, unless you're like in an employable field, it really is just content creation. You're really just going there for a very expensive movie. That's all the liberal arts and social sciences are, is a very, very, very expensive, long, costly movie. Or play, I guess, theater. Like, you just can't. Can you tell us about the history of X? No, it can't be the history of X. It has to be the history of X through the lens of diversity, female, like, oh. Did you know that the Greeks had homosexual sex? Like, I guess. Can we just talk about Thermopylae in 300? Could we talk about... Yeah, but everyone was gay back then. Like, okay, good. No, that's what we're going to focus on. What? And so, no, now it's all content, but sadly, and you saw this with Star Wars, where the politics is uber profession. The politics is more important than the quality and the content creation. And that's been going on in the art world forever. Like, you go to the Walker Arts, I saw that 30 years ago. You go to the Walker Arts or many, and I'm sure there's any modern art museum, which just should be bulldozed down because there's no art happening there. It's three squares and a block. And, you know, someone went to Home Depot, took a saw, painted it, threw it up on a white canvas. Oh, my God. But the reason it has nothing to do with the art, because there's no art. It's all the meaning and the interpretation. And it is always leftist politics. Always. Always. Even politics exceeds the religion. Get Rollo Tomasi's most recent book, Religion. And you can see it where the... cult, you'd have to really just call it the cult of feminism, has now usurped and overran certainly Christianity, certain parts of Judaism, and it's certainly making inroads into Islam and other places as well, where it is the politics uber everything else. You know, it's no longer even this political ideology trumps the religious ideology. Why? I don't know why. Yay, I'm for the religion of taking other people's money because I care. And it's never worked once in the history of the world, but I want to be popular and I have the feel goods. And that's what it is. So if there is an influence now, say certainly the past 10 years, depending on what route you want to go, maybe the past 30, the content, go back 30 years, I think KMFDM wanted to make some really good hardcore industrial techno. You go back 30 years, Ministry, the heavy metal rock band, wanted to make some good hardcore rock. There's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, want to make some good rockabilly, old kind swing jazz. Go back 60 years ago, Miles Davis wanted to do jazz. Dave Brubeck, jazz. 100 years ago, 100, maybe 90. Duke Ellington, jazz. Heck, the Doors want to do their own song. I'll even grant them that. Now, nope, the number one thing is politics, and the vehicle by which we convey the politics is whatever truly B-level crap they put out. And now you could kind of see that. And you know what's sad is when you put A-level stuff together, but then there's a political message, because I don't know about you, I went to school, I went to church long enough, and I've watched the news long enough, I don't need to be lectured anymore. I'm not seeing the latest James Bond movie. I'm not. It looks really good. You know what? I'm sure maybe you did weave it correctly, and it looks great. And it's although, and this is not Daniel Craig's fault. He's done a great job as Bond. I fell asleep in two Bond movies because they were so boring. Casino Royale was awesome. That was a great movie. And then Skyfall, fell asleep. The one where the electrical thing blows up in the middle of the Bolivian desert, fell asleep in that. And then I think the other one where he ended up having sex with the 18-year-old girl, I fell asleep in that. I didn't watch that. I walked out of that one. This one looks good. And maybe I would like to go. No, You've obviously made it very clear to me that you are going to put your politics first. Ooh, edgy black female bond. Oh, ooh, how creative. I don't care to see it now. I just don't care to see it. And you know, it's sad. I got people, hey, you gonna go see Bond? I'm like, I thought you were like not a Marxist leftist. Yeah, but it looks really good. And this is where I get like just truly misanthropic. I'm like, yeah, okay, you know what? Just never mind. I'll just be on my own, apparently. Because if it looks really good, you'll go get lectured, huh? You'll go get lectured by that, huh? So yeah, so there you go. It's a bit of both. All right, let's go through the super chats. There will be a Miss Super Chats one coming up. So if I missed it, yeah, it was the video. Yeah, if you saw 20, yeah, I know. I hear it occasionally. I won't be on. Cable Summers, $5. Let's say after a few months, you go back with an ex and you know that she was intimate with someone else. We are in our mid-30s. Am I overthinking it? Why don't you send me an email request? That's not a $5 request. Why are you getting back together with your ex? Don't do that. Have sex with her, but don't get back together with your ex. You got rid of her for one reason. Joe Allen, $2. Boomer Cappy. Yes. These kids in their name with your music. Joey Biden for $7 Canadian. What do you do with the docile, dopey family members? It's sad to watch them constantly being plugged into media and not having any. Guys, give up your family. Stop. Okay, maybe it's because I came from a broken home and, I've seen enough evil and bad happen with my family that I can cut people off like that. Stop it. Don't ask me. My family treats me like crap. What do I do? Well, what do you do if a stranger treats you like crap? Do you hem and haw over it? Oh, you don't? But they're family. So what? They treat you like crap. I do not discriminate or delineate between family members and non-family members. You're a Marxist. You vote to fucking keep me indoctrinated and enslaved and pay more on taxes. Get out of here. I have nothing to do with you anymore. Bye. Oh, but they're family. Oh, well, then by all means, ruin my life. By all means. Because you're family. You let them go, man. That's not your family. Those are NPCs. They're not sentient. They're not conscious. Oh, have your Thanksgiving meal. Visit Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is if you want. But, you know, I don't, you know, and just so you know, your mom's going to turn out to be like, moms are motherly. And you love them and all that. But they still will always view you as a four-year-old. And you got to make that adjustment in your head. Yes, mom. No, mom, I don't want any of that. No, mom, I don't want any of that either. Mom, I'm 46 years old and I've paid my rent since forever. I don't need that. No, mom. Yes, mom, I will call you. Yes, I'll look out for deer driving home, mom. I know, mom. Yes, it's dusk, mom. That's that you can't change. That's mom. Right? But you're not going to have an intellectual conversation with mom. Unless your mom was some literal genius that has some kind of, you know, like she's a nuclear fusion expert. Oh, hey, mom, what's the latest with electrons? Oh, cool. Discovered a new isotope? Cool. But no, just don't invest. I'm not saying, look, they didn't do anything bad to you. They're just dopey. All right, well, leave. No? Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, happy 4th of July. Yo, the same thing you said last year about the kid. Oh, your kids are equally normal and conforming, normie, conforming. Oh, okay. Kid, oh, going to go off to the local trade school would be intelligent. Oh, going off the local community college, finding herself. Oh, intro. Oh, she decides she's going to major in journalism. Great. Yeah, okay. See you next year. Hey, Bob, how's it going? Oh, yeah, she's a year into that. Oh, what's it going? She's still kind of maybe to change her. Oh, she got a data guy. Oh, that didn't work out. Oh, okay. We're going to graduate in the next year with her. Oh, okay. See you next year, Bob. Now, oh, she graduated. Can't find a job. Oh, she started a blog. Oh, interest. Oh, she's on the super chair. The only fan. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, see you next year, Bob. Will Dog Jones, $5 off topic, but I may have sent you the same email 3 times off the website, left in all public schools. Yeah, that just jacks up the prices too. That just jacks up the prices. When you send me a request to say, hang on, I want a different one, you might as well pay for both at that time, because guess what I'm going to charge you? Joe Allen at $2. I haven't watched TV in years. I stick to YouTube. Yeah, I haven't. I've been watching Magnum PI. Almost done with it. There is no reason. I watched the most modern show I've watched was Last Man Standing. That was the most modern show I watched. You couldn't convince me. And it's happening. Just see, now this is more because of technology and YouTube is allowing people to go within their niche. But like Tim Pool regularly gets more viewers than like sometimes CNN shows. You're no longer beholden to the five main channels and main cable. I know I get more subscribers and views on my videos at times than a ton of cable channels, just because it's so fragmented. It's not a compliment to me. It's just things are so fragmented. So why would you watch Anderson Cooper? Hey, I wonder if he's going to say the things that sound the most popular. Is he? Oh, wow. Look, he did. Oh. Must be nice to be a descendant of the Rockefellers. Yeah. You go tell me the center left thing that everything's really popular and wonderful and act like you're an intelligent person. It's just all serious. This is a science. Media is a science. Now go to YouTube. Wizard Vision Productions, $5. Normies listen to pop, rap, country, high IQ. Individuals listen to ambient, chill, synth, retro, wave, or jazz, or nothing at all. I really don't listen to any music. I don't even listen to jazz anymore because it's all the same. Hey, all these songs made from the 20s into about the 60s, you've rehashed. No one makes any new jazz, and the only new jazz I really listen to is not that new. It's 20 years old. It was the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack. So a lot of new music coming out in jazz. Really, is it? Is it? There's a lot of new stuff coming out in country. Is there really new stuff coming out in country? Because it sounds the exact same like the old country. There's some new Star Wars coming out. Oh, really? Yeah, I bet. We caught up. I think we caught up. Scrolling. Keep those doggies scrolling. Boom. Done. See you guys later. Toodles.